Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Local artist and animator Jonathan Thunder joins us this week on Radio Gallery to talk about his new solo show at the Duluth Art Institute called Peripheral Vignettes. As a part of the exhibit, the public is invited to a showing of his recent animation at Teatro Zaccone this Thursday, July 20th, at 7 p.m.
My name is Jonathan Thunder, and I work as a painter and a digital animator.
You have a new show. It's up for the summer at the Duluth Art Institute.
Yeah, the Peripheral Vignettes exhibit is a bunch of paintings that generally come from a place of intuition and live in a sort of dreamscape. The characters are characters that you might see in a dream world where they are changing faces and changing character without any rhyme or reason. But since it's a dream, it makes perfect sense in my mind. I guess they're all characters from stories that I would consider my own little vignettes.
And your work really has that fantastical feel that has been conjured up from within. It's like a mind's eye.
That's a good way to look at it. The paintings really kind of have their own little story, and I think that mirrors the animations too. And the animations mirror the paintings. I think they really sort of feed each other. And all my animations are meant to look like a painting in motion, really. I really enjoy bringing these characters to life in, you know, the paintings and in the animation.
And your animation films are showing this week on the big screen.
So on Thursday, I'm actually going to show a series of films. It's going to be about 7 films that will run 40 minutes long. The films are a collection of live-action film and animations, poetry films, animated paintings, and the main feature will be a film called Walk in Dreams, which is actually the realization of a project that I've been meaning to do for several years, where I took scans of multiple paintings and created characters out of them and created a sort of dream timeline into about a 4-minute short film.
Which came first, your interest in painting or film and animation?
Well, I think the drawing and painting came first. First, I studied painting down at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I guess that sort of laid the groundwork on how to think artistically in terms of color, composition, and concept. But during that time, I had seen a Pixar film. I think it was one of Pixar's first films, Monsters, Inc. And I'd always loved cartoons. I was one of those grown-ups that still watched cartoons and ate cereal on Sunday morning. And actually, that's still true. I thought about it, and as soon as I learn how to do this, I want to learn how to create these cartoons as well. So after studying painting for a little while, I went on to study animation, visual effects, motion graphics, and got into filmmaking at that point.
At this point, do you have a preference?
At this point, I really like painting, but there is a strong call to animation. I get a little bored, I guess, and I want to go to the other one. So at the time, I feel like my painting muscles are getting super strong, but I know that eventually I'm going to have to create this next little short film that I've got rolling around in my toolbox.
Where do your stories come from? Is it your imagination? Do you draw on your own life? Or what is it that really inspires these projects to start rolling around?
I think I get a lot of my stories from my lens of the world. I think I view the world as a big comedy or cartoon, and sometimes, you know, maybe even a dark comedy. But the whole world is so awesome to me, so surprising all the time. And I try to convey that in my stories. I try to like relate, I guess, that fantastic nature of every character, every setting, and sort of just that state of awe. Based around what's going on in my life, I generally just tend to intuitively seep that imagery into my work. I hope everybody comes down on Thursday to check out the films at Teatro Zaccone. And if you can't make it, I hope to see you there, and I'm looking forward to it.
See the film series by local artist and animator Jonathan Thunder on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Teatro Zuccone. Jonathan Thunder's paintings are on view at the Duluth Art Institute through September 4th, 2017. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.